On this Thursday, let's check the weather forecast with Mike Tenori. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, thanks for being with us today. Hope you're doing well there in Chicago.
Yeah, we're hanging in there. Hopefully you're doing fine, too.
Yeah, I'm working well. And you know what? A lot of people are working here in the field in the United States. We'll get back to that in a moment. But I do want to turn our attention to other growing areas very quickly. In Brazil, we're watching very closely second crop or safrinha corn. Can you give me any indication of how it's doing?
Well, they saw a decent rainfall on Monday. A round of thunderstorms formed in the key areas of Paraná and Mato Grosso do Sul, and that helped to ease some of the dryness that they had been experiencing. But even after all of that rain fell, we can look at rainfall over the past 30 days and see that still right around 77% of second crop corn in Brazil was drier than normal over that period of time. And that includes the rain that happened a few days ago. So that tells us that we need a lot more rain than what we saw. There is some more rain on the way coming up on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Another front will move on through and produce around 1 inch of rain. Then after that, it starts to dry out again. In the end, how's this all going to pan out? Well, that's, you know, a great question and one thing that everybody's been wondering about. But at this point, we have to guess there's some yield losses. I mean, this is just too much dryness at a critical period of time. And with only an inch of rain, when they're averaging around 2, 2.25 inches every couple of weeks, that's just not enough to get things going. So that'll be something to keep on watching as we move through the end of the month. But a lot of the damage has probably already happened or is happening as we speak.
And speaking of dry conditions, I think that Europe, Russia, Ukraine have been a little on the dry side. What can you tell me about going into their growing season?
Well, it basically stopped raining about 30 to 40 days ago in the wheat belt of Europe, in the wheat belt of Ukraine, and then in the southern wheat areas of Russia. That includes a lot of the world's wheat, because each one of those are the primary wheat growing regions of the world outside of China. So we need to be watching this very closely. We looked at what happened in years past, and we can see that back in 2019, so 1 year ago right now, in April, we did see a pretty big dry stretch develop across the European Union. What happened then is that starting on April 23rd and 24th, it rained a lot, and that continued right through the first 10 days of May. And that's how we ended up with an okay wheat crop. In Ukraine, it also was really dry at this time of the year in 2019, but then we saw some big rains from April 10th through about April 30th, so basically starting just about now, and that's why they also had an okay crop. As we move forward over the next 2 to 3 weeks, it's very difficult to determine how much rain is on the way. There's a couple of upper-level systems that are going to form within the European Union and Russia, and what that's going to do is produce some rain in some different areas at some different times next week and then into the following week. But we're going to need to see these produce some pretty big totals, because if they don't, then all of a sudden we'll be sitting here at the end of April knowing that we had a dry patch that happened in 2018 that we didn't get out of, and that led to some pretty big yield losses. So we're kind of at a critical period of time here. Yes, there is time to go before we have to be overly concerned about it, but we don't have to wait till June, July, or August for this one to unfold. We only need to wait about 2 to 4 weeks, and we'll have some of the key answers. So weather is very important for the wheat crop across these regions. And again, there is some rain on the way, but whether it's going to be a big rain buster or not remains to be seen.
Here in the United States, it was a very warm week, at least early in the week. That's changing and looks like we'll be cooling off next week. Is that correct?
Yeah, we will. There's a lot of cold fronts that are going to move through over the next 7 to 10 days, and that'll keep things much colder than normal. Of particular importance is what happens this weekend. We'll see two systems merge near Illinois on Saturday and Sunday, and then that system will spin up and create a lot of strong winds across the central U.S. Once that system moves out on Sunday and Monday, it drags very cold air for this time of the year into the central U.S. So we're looking for unseasonably cold temperatures early next week, and we'll more than likely see record lows across the plains and western Corn Belt, maybe even into parts of Illinois and Wisconsin. So we'll be watching that one closely, and we even will see some snow with this system as it moves through. There could be several inches of accumulation in parts of Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin, maybe even parts of northern Illinois come this weekend. So this is an unusual setup and not exactly what you want to be seeing right now, because as you know, warm and dry weather in April encourages planting, not cold and rainy and snowy weather. But that's what we have to deal with for at least another 7 to 10 days.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Let's chat again next week.
Oh, we will. Mike Tenorez with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois.